Thanks for leading the singing tonight in such good fashion. In just a few minutes, this gospel meeting will be history. I appreciate the confidence you've had in me and asking me to come to have a small part in this effort. I appreciate your hospitality, inviting us to eat with you, to be with you. That's always a good part of a gospel meeting. Appreciate the good prayers that's been said, the leading of the singing in a good fashion. And your coming, inviting friends and neighbors to be with us, and for the visitors we've had. It's been a real pleasure again to be with Donnie and his good family. Donnie is a good friend of mine, and I think you made a good choice in selecting Donnie as the preacher for this place. And I hope the work continues to be well, and that things will go good for you. We love you, Donnie, and love all the work you do, and thanks for being with us. Let me talk to you for just a few minutes tonight about known but to God. If you were to visit the Arlington National Cemetery, you could see a marker of an unknown soldier. A lot of things inscribed on that marker. One thing that caught my eye was, known but to God. I got to thinking about that. Perhaps that would make a good sermon. Things known only to God. And so in our study tonight, let's take a look at some of these things that are known but to God. Number one, the secret things belong to God. It's written in the fifth book of Moses that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those which are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. That's Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29. Some people are always trying to figure out things that God did not see fit to reveal. I hear people trying to figure out, what are we going to look like in the next world? You'll never know until you get there. Because the Lord did not see fit to reveal that. Or I hear people asking, will we know each other in heaven like we know each other here? The Bible does not say. Or I hear people talk about, will we still be married in heaven? You know, there are people who teach that marriages are made in heaven. Heard that? But I read for that in that place they neither marry nor are given in marriage. Remember that? There are enough things clearly revealed to take all of our lifetime to read, to study, understand, and to obey. So my advice is, quit worrying about unrevealed things. They belong and are known only to God. The second thing I want you to think about tonight is the number of hairs on your head. Do you know the number of hairs on your head if you still have hair? Do you? Probably not. But God does. It's recorded in the book of Matthew 10 and verse 30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Think of that. Can you imagine an individual that knows every hair on your head? That's God. Only known unto Him. But again, as you think about our topic, known but to God, when a sparrow falls on the ground, you know how many sparrows that may have fallen on the ground today? I don't. But God does. Known only to Him. Come with me to the book of Matthew 10 and verse 29. It says this, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall fall on the ground without who? Your Father. That's God. That's Matthew 10, 29. But in Luke chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, Luke said it this way, are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten of God? He then said, ye are more value than many sparrows. You ever get to thinking about that? Luke 12, 6 and 7. If God knows every sparrow that may have fallen on the ground today, He's quite a God, isn't He? He's the God that said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's the God in whom we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. He's the God that was before the mountains were brought forth. Psalm 90:1-2. When you have a catalog known but to God, only God would know a sparrow who falls on the ground. We don't. That shows His care, by the way, and His concern for mankind. And we're more valuable, He said, than many sparrows. Don't forget how valuable you really are. But again, as you think about known but to God, do you know how many members of the Church of Christ there are? Anybody? I see some numbers floating around, but I don't know that anybody really knows how many members of the church there are. But God does. Luke recorded in Acts 2:47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." By the way, do you know how many was converted on the day of Pentecost? You don't really know exactly, do you? It says about, doesn't it? 3,000. I know exactly how many. Somebody said, "Johnny, how'd you figure that out?" I read Acts chapter 2 when he says, "They that gladly received his word were baptized." That's how many were converted on the day of Pentecost. And if you can figure that out, you'll know exactly how many were baptized in Acts chapter 2. But only God knows. You know, since we don't vote people in like some religious bodies do, we don't really know how many members of the church there are. I suspect the elders here could tell you that this church has so many members, right? Maybe so and maybe not. You see, we may think folks are members when the Lord didn't add them. Is that possible? It is, isn't it? For an example, if an individual didn't believe, if he didn't repent, if he was not sincere in what he did, he just did it maybe to please his wife, please his husband, because somebody else did. See that? Only the Lord knows. Known only to God, how many members of the church there are. So He only knows how many people have been saved from their sins, don't He? You don't know, I don't know. God knows. But there's another column I want to talk to you about, number 5. Only known to God when Jesus Christ will return. We don't know. Down through the years, there have been a lot of time setters, right? And up until this hour, almost 7:25 on a Friday evening in June the 10th, it hasn't happened. They've all been wrong. There's a group of people in the Church of Christ even called the 70 A.D. group. You heard of them? You know what they teach? They teach that Jesus has already come, came in A.D. 70. Everything been fulfilled, they say. Well, that's a bunch of foolishness. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that every eye shall see Him. We'll know when He comes. Things will be changed. This earth will be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. Won't be any doubt about it. Only God knows when the second coming of Christ will occur. In the book of Matthew 24:42, it's reported, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord doth come." We don't know. And then in the book of Mark 13:32, Mark penned these words. "But of that day," he's talking about the second coming of Christ, "and that hour," listen to this, "knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son," got it, "but the Father." Known but to God. When time shall be no more and Jesus shall appear the second time. He will have come back, by the way. It's reported in John 14:1-3. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, and for in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I were told you. If I come again, I've received you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:1-3. God's the only one that knows And he has not told anybody. He may come before we get out of this building tonight. Right? He may come in the morning, next week. I don't know. The Bible does not tell. There are no signs. You can take that to the bank, by the way. Of the second coming of Christ. Not a single one. Or there are people who think the Bible is full of signs. I challenge you to find one. Of that day and that hour knoweth no man. The point is, you know what the point is? Be what? Ready. That's the bottom line of that. But as you think about known but to God, the spiritual body we'll have at the resurrection. You know, our physical bodies are mortal. They're corruptible. They're subject to death and decay. But there is a natural body, and then there is a spiritual body. Points out, and Paul did in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53 and 54. Listen to what he had to say. For this corruptible, that is this body, physical body, must put on incorruption. And this mortal, that is this body, must put on immortality. You know, there are people who teach there is no such thing as immortality. These words say there is. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's through verse 57. You know, people argue and fuss about how we're going to look. What we're going to look like when over yonder. I don't know. And you don't either. Neither does anybody else. But God knows. He hadn't seen fit to tell us about that. I tell you what, whatever it is, it'll be good. Because God does all things well, right? When he looked at his creation, you know what he said? Very good. You don't have to worry about it. Just hear, believe, obey the gospel, live a righteous life, and trust God for the promise in the after while. One more point. This meeting is yours. Things known only to God. Things before they are revealed. You don't know. I don't know. But God knows, right? The only way we can know the mind of God is when he has seen fit to reveal it. Paul said this in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, and verse 11. Look what he said. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Now watch this little phrase. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but what? The spirit of God. Now, the point I'm making is, only God knows things before they are revealed. Every once in a while, I hear somebody say, I know what you're thinking. You think they do? Unless you tell them they don't, right? You don't know what I'm thinking. And the only way you're going to know what God thinks is to read his word. Important. That's what Paul said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Whereby when you read, ye may not understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, by the Holy Spirit. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. And so there are seven things then that's known only by God. The secret things, the number of hairs on your head, the sparrow when he falls to the ground, how many members of the church there are that are saved, when Christ shall return, what that spiritual body is going to look like, and things before they're revealed is known only to God. Thanks for listening so well. This is the kind of God we're called upon to serve, by the way. the God that created all things, where there's no other, he said, but me. It's the God of the Bible. What a God we serve. By the way, have you been serving him? If you have not started doing that, we're going to sing the invitation song in just a few minutes. If you have not obeyed the gospel, you have one more opportunity, this meeting at least, to obey the truth. You've heard it. You need to believe it. Turn from your sins and repent. Be willing to let that good confession, as we heard done this morning, from the gentleman said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, like the eunuch did, Acts 8:37. Then to be buried in the waters of baptism, as we witnessed this morning, for the right reason, the remission of sins, Acts 2:38, into the one body, the church, 1 Corinthians 12:13. To be in Christ, Galatians 3:27. To rise to walk that new life, Romans 6:34. To take up the cross and follow him, Matthew 16:24. To be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10, to heaven, my dear, your home. Maybe you haven't been doing that. You want to straighten your life out by repentance, confession, and prayer. You can do that tonight, right now.